Cougar season.
Hi,
how are you doing, Pepe?
Not bad. My shitty temp job ended.
That works? It's no more?
Oh, it blew off today.
But are you going back?
I don't know. I haven't called. I don't really want to go work there anymore. It's really boring.
I understand.
Yeah, it's fucking really boring.
It's boring and frustratingly painful to do telemarketing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's...
You've done that?
Oh, well, of course, when I was younger. Of course, you know. I think, you know, I would imagine most people who don't go right into college or something end up doing some kind of telemarketing when they're...
You at least try it.
Well, you know, for at least a day.
I did that once for a day.
I did it for a day at one place, and then I held a job doing it for like 7 months at another place.
I did surveys for a while.
I did surveys for like six weeks. Yeah, I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Nice to talk to you. I'm just, you know, if you're interested, no big deal. Sorry to bother you if you're not.
One time I got to do
it's funny how people, but the funny thing is how people get upset that you call them when you're just doing a survey. Really? like, just tell me no and hang up, you know? What are you mad about? You're not that fucking special.
I didn't think that was on.
Oh, I didn't know I called the king. Sorry, king.
Well, people can take themselves a little too seriously, I guess.
Yeah. I can. Everybody does, but I don't know. But I obviously have a, you know, softer spot because I did surveys. One job I had, I was in Phoenix for the summer. It was like, oh, make this much money. I'm like, oh, let's go try it. So we were there. It was a total fucking scam.
Which one?
Congratulations! You won. Say it like they won something. Okay. Did they win something?
No. Say it like they did.
They get picked to get fleeced by us. We're trying to fleece them.
The grand prize? Your ass.
And there's like some dudes in there that, like, you know, I'm sure they paid the people that did stuff well.
The one I worked...
We made it through lunch or something, and I think, I don't know how many phone calls I made, but that was back in the day when you could call, and we went and made a piece of paper, and then you went through every number on that list, you know, and you're saying, you're doing it, you're like, I don't want to do this, and you're like hoping for the most disconnected numbers and not homes, and, you know, because you're going 01, 0001, 0002, 003, all the old people's phone numbers that haven't moved in 20 years.
Yeah, the one I worked for only half a day was a scam. And then there was another one I forgot about that I did for like maybe 4 weeks that was selling like season opera tickets. That was interesting.
Yeah, do you want to buy opera tickets? For the Austin Opera?
Austin Lyric Opera.
I sold hand jobs from the Phoenix Gay Men's Chorus.
For what? Did you ever take your work home with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only for myself, though.
Man,
I really spread that around.
Yeah, there's a good deal of bad jobs out there.
Stolen jobs. Well, you know, despite the fact, and this is something I've even done myself, is that it is easier to yell at someone on the phone. Extremely fucking easy. That's why people do it. Well, I've done it. Embarrassingly enough, I've done it. Especially because I hate AT&T. I fucking hate them.
You hate them.
They're annoying and they're pervasive and they're successful, so they always buy shit up, you know?
The American dream?
Yeah. They're annoying. They just, you know, they filled my mailbox with crap for months, and I'm like going, you know, besides my bills and this AT&T fucking thing, this is all I go to my mailbox for. To throw away AT&T flyers and get my smut bill.
Well, that's exercise for you. See, they're looking out for you.
Yeah, that is fucking brilliant. Keep your shit. If I wanted something, I'd call you.
Well, see, that people
don't... Everybody knows who you are, AT&T.
People don't figure the American consumer that way. They figure they have to be told what they want, so... They figure there's enough of those out there that it's worth the risk of pissing people like you off.
Certainly loners?
Who?
Me.
What do you mean?
Certainly loner. Who keeps needing phone fucking service?
Oh, surly loner.
The phone service. Yeah, that's how many F-bombs is that for me today?
I don't know.
Let's do a count, and we'll tally that up. like I'm doing something normal that I would normally do that'll piss me off.
What kind of normal would you do?
File my pornos.
You do that here in the...
Can you file two things, though? Is that possible? To file just two things? I mean, there's only two things there. It's like not much different than filing one thing.
You might want to put them next to animation or might want to put them next to some live-action films.
Actually, I've had them for a while, and I kind of don't want them anymore.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
You know, I have to get old and be like, this isn't interesting. I don't even know you people.
Oh, but you grow to know them.
Yeah.
I can't believe you'd be filing your porno here at the recording studio where we put on the show.
Yes, the studio. My swinging bachelor pad. What's another thing?
What's another thing?
My neighbor went out and got laid.
Your neighbor went and got laid? Well, this is Melrose Place.
Yeah, but they don't have an old biddy watching over everything they do.
Do you guys?
Yeah.
So does she watch over things you guys do?
Bird lady. She's always there. Like, I think I came home last night. I think she was wide awake. I'm like, she's like insomniac cat lady.
Cat bird lady.
Yeah. Don't eat that bug. She spends time telling her cat to do...
I saw her do it.
To do not cat things.
I know.
It's like, your cat's a cat.
Well, not her cat.
I wanted to eat bugs. I wanted to get fat on bugs, actually.
So fat on bugs?
I want your cat to get...
Why, you planning on cooking them up?
Ass fat on bugs. No, I just want less bugs and a fatter cat.
Probably fatten them up by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Fatter now, cats, you can't chase the bugs.
This is the first time I've actually lived here where I've had to be home during the daytime. I moved in after I started that other job. And I think I'm going to hate it.
Being here during the day? Because of the heat, or because...
Probably, that's one good reason.
It is a little warm.
And just general stir-crazy.
I've noticed I got a little used to it, though. I mean, when I got here, I was like, man, it's kind of a bit... Sorry.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't seem as hot if you're not crying over your old girlfriend. That really makes you sweat.
Is that your workout?
Hardly.
Crying?
Hardly.
Tormenting yourself?
No. I'm making fun of myself for it now. Well, I mean, you obviously can't help stuff like that, but there's a point where you just go, okay, that's enough. And I've said that about 50 times now.
Is that enough times to say it?
I don't know. I don't know. There's no rules. You just either say, hey, I don't...
Are you sure? Maybe there's watermarks somewhere in some unwritten guy history.
The official?
I don't...
Yeah, I've always been a dweller, though, so that's like, you know, something I...
Something you do naturally?
I do naturally, which is not... I don't believe it's the healthiest thing.
Well, no, but...
I mean, it could work out for other parts of my life, you know, being reflective.
True, but, if you want to change that, it's going to take some time.
Yeah, but I'm not really... I don't... Whatever, I'm not even...
Worried about it?
I'm trying to say, you know what, it does... That's not important.
It's not.
And then... Just like, hey, that's way you thought of it. Great.
Hey, you know it is important.
You thought of it. Now stop thinking about it. You go do something else.
Let me tell you what is important. A friend of mine that I run into at work wanted me to tell you to say hi to your sister for him.
Oh, yeah. Why, is he going to fuck her?
I don't know. I would guess so.
I love that. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, thanks. You know, I'm a... Yeah. Guys do that all the freaking time.
Well, because you have
a... sister, I said hi. This one guy would do it all the time. I'm like, and you're like, I know you're not like big, close friends, you know? And even if you are, you'd probably still want to bang her. You know, because my sister's good looking. And then after a while you realize, oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go out of my way to make you look good to my sister.
That's the idea, man.
Yeah. Amen. When, yeah, but it's like when I might have cared, I didn't actually probably put two and two together at the time. So like, yeah, okay, whatever, it's that, you know. Because some guys would do that, but you guys that are your real friends, at least kind of tell you. But I'd do your sister. Like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know.
You know, I was never...
It doesn't really bother me. I'm not, like, super protective that way. And at this point, I'm actually trying to give her away. they really wish he was dating someone?
I was never really around my sisters during those times, so I didn't have to put up with that stuff near as much. Like when they were in high school or college age and still living in the house, I didn't have to.
But it's like an innocuous thing, a seemingly innocuous thing. Oh, yeah, I tell your sister I said hi. Okay. Can you think about it? No?
Well, your sister is single.
How about you, like, you know?
Yeah.
Try to eat your own pussy. You know? I'm not your go-between. You know? Or at least ask me to be your go-between.
Well, you know, you
don't... Little, say hi.
You don't
say
have
hi
a day,
for me.
You don't have a day job right now. Maybe you should look into pimping.
Yeah.
Here's a career choice for you.
Field I've always longing to enter.
Go buy a Cadillac. Pick up some flashy purple clothes.
Neck shaking isn't paying very well.
Yeah, but you're so good at that, too. You should keep it up as a hobby. There's not enough match shakers in the entertainment world.
Nope. Fingers and Gloria Estefan. Come to the buddy, do the tonga, you know, play a Benny Blanga. I remember the first time I heard that Gloria Estefan song, I couldn't tell what the hell they were saying, because she was singing so fast.
Did you need to?
Come on, chicken, better do that. Come on, guy, no, you can. Because all the chicks that were dancers in high school liked that song.
Yeah, so who cared what she was saying? Watching those girls dance to the song was enough.
You know, I think something that really detracted from my development as a suave cat, well, from being suaver, is how, from being more suave, from being more of a...
The only thing that detracted?
When, you know, I mean, a few things, is that... See, the important thing in the high school is to be around groups of girls when they're being girls, or at least seeing what they do. Because then you'd be like, wow, that's totally lame. Like, hanging around your house and listening to Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
Enjoying each other's dance moves. I mean, just the most dull stuff. Like,
totally.
I don't want to see behind the scenes, you know? Like,
you don't want to see behind the guy behind the curtain pulling some switches?
Yeah.
You want to believe in the Oz?
You know, I was perfectly trying to avoid that metaphor since the fucking Wizard of Oz reference has been done.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
I know, you're still new. I'll let you cut your teeth, so to speak.
Thanks for cutting
on some of the old standards.
That is so cool for you to cut me some slack.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, but if I saw more of that shit, you know, maybe I'd be like, eh, whatever.
Maybe.
Girls are funny.
Or they're people, you know.
People are people.
They are.
Oh, you didn't even go to that other band that... Anyways.
I figured you were, you know, anti-reference, you know, regardless if it's old or not. Well, I'm just trying to blow things out of proportion.
You're going cliche.
Me?
The man behind the curtain.
Well, cliche is a reference.
That's cliche.
Still a reference. What's wrong with cliche?
I don't know.
It's a fun word.
I'm going to go down to the local career center.
The career center?
Yeah.
You're going to have someone assign you a career for you?
They speak Bulgarian, Chinese, Farsi, Hmong, Laos, Russian, Spanish, Thai, and Vietnamese.
What about English?
That's assumed. But it's my one-stop career resource.
Your one-stop career resource.
Yeah. You're going to have me a job in no time.
Not a job.
It's like you work for the county.
A career.
Or a government job.
You understand the difference there?
Oh, it's a career center.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get a job. You're going to get a career.
Careers. Been dying to not have a lot of vacation. Career sounds good.
Yeah, because you don't... You
career
never,
sounds like just the
You kid. Never take off and go to Europe or anything for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
So you need a vacation.
I never will.
Never will. We'll see. Next thing you know, you're going to be going to India or something.
The Cougar quote of the week. He's 25, which is just about fine. He knows I'm 48, and that doesn't seem to be a problem with him. For the record, though, I won't go out with anyone under 25.
She has her standards. That's a cougar with standards. An ethical cougar.
An ethical...
Yeah, stuff I got offline.
Cougary.
Cougary?
Jill's been cougarified. I was cougared.
Cougar-ness? Yeah, I got cougared.
You know, I'm 17. She was 34. I told my dad...
About cougars?
No, about... I slept with his assistant when
you
I was
did?
17. I don't know if it was specifically his assistant, but it was a co-worker.
How old was she?
34.
You got cougared?
I said I did.
Oh, okay.
But I finally told my dad. I'm like, you didn't know? He's like, no. I'm like, man, I swear you probably knew.
What did he say?
He laughed. You know, not like, you know, one of those, really? Right on.
I bet.
Yeah. He wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't overly giving me a hard time about it.
Sounds like a nice minor bonding moment.
Yeah.
From your father to son.
I figured I'd wait until before he, you know, before he's on his, in the hospital or something like that. Dad, I've been holding, I didn't tell you this. But bang, Miss Williams.
Yeah, one of our mutual friends the other night at that live band karaoke thing was mentioning how there was a couple ladies there who he was saying identifying as kids, cougars in training.
Yeah, Gina.
Yeah.
The big rack.
Yeah.
I'd have done her.
But I thought that was funny. Kits.
She's a kit. CIT. That's a counselor in training.
Well, it can mean many things. I don't think there's a trademark on it.
Dude, look, meatballs is the pretty much the be-all and end-all of definitions.
The be-all and end-all of definitions.
The CIT is a counselor in training. Just like the movie Meatballs.
So hideous, so piteous.
And I'm still trying to figure out why there weren't any hot chicks in that film.
Wasn't there a mildly hot chick, you know?
Not really. They're all kinds of earthy, like, burn-the-bra 70s chicks, man.
Are you sure on that?
Yeah.
Actually pointed out where it was.
Oh, he was with him?
Yeah. And so he told them where it was at. And then they were about, to give up. And then they brought the dude out, roughed him up a little bit, and then he kind of was like, over there. And then they kicked it over, and then that's where he was. And so like, come out. And they killed.
Let me get this straight, though. They like brought the witness out, roughed him up a little bit, and like, you know, where were you saying he was at? Because he was he giving them wrong information?
Was,
or like just kind of...
That dude, Moosley, his name was Moosley. Yeah, this is the kind of shit I thought. I'll be at a bar someday a couple years from now telling a story.
In 3 months from now.
Yeah. Well, that was when? 03? 04?
Yeah.
Kind of December. But, so he came up from Baghdad. They flew him up from Baghdad and they took him where we were going to go. You know, we had shoot everything, everything set. And then they go in and they're like, where's he at? You know, they're searching. And, nothing. And then, they brought him out of the truck. Come here, you fucker, where's he at? And then he fucking pointed right over there. And then they fucking kicked over the planter, and that's when...
Is that where the rat hole was at?
They didn't shoot him because they were looking like, what the fuck?
What was the hole? It went down, right?
And then he came out, and he's like, don't shoot. And he was like, oh, fuck.
Did they film him? Didn't they film that?
No, they didn't film it. And then when he came out, it was actually two people we found at that... These are the shit. This shit's never told. You know what I mean? Like, there was two people found at that fucking objective, and then like the other dude never heard of again. They beat the shit out of both of them when they brought him out, and they was like wailing like a little bitch. Saddam was just like, da, and he was fucking daring beating the shit out of him, and then he fucking threw him in the bird, and they took him off. And then the Delta Force guys leave out, and they're like, everyone's juiced up. Because I remember they came on the radio, and they go, we got the cook. And I'm like, I remember going, what's the cook? Saddam, they got Saddam. I was like, oh shit. But yeah, and then they got him.
You know what's funny is like,
then everything else comes in.
Well, they never tell the shit like they beat the crap, and I'm like, well. And most people are probably like, well, how could you not?
Well, you see him after, and then when they're looking at him and all that afterwards, he's got a big little gash upon his grill.
Yeah.
He's Saddam. Who's not going to fucking. Let me in close enough. You know what I mean? Like,
look, it's like having a chance to fucking punch Joseph Stalin.
In the grill.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He killed like a ton of his own people, and he dragged you out of your fucking home to fly over to 130 degree fucking temperatures.
Yeah.
To look for his fucking ass.
Yeah.
God damn, he's getting a freaking chinner.
Not only that, but like you see how he.
A little chin music on that boy.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Well, we got the brief after, like, immediately after they pulled everyone in. It was like, okay, this is what happened. We're like, no, this is what happened. Okay.
But yeah.
This is how it went down, just so you know.
You didn't slit his throat, so who cares what the news is? He didn't slit his throat, and, like, you know, which was, they're smart. I'm always impressed on how much restraint American soldiers show over there, because it can't be easy any day ever.
You know what?
And the fact that there's so few things that have ever, like, make the news at all about America, well, I don't believe that crap in the first place, but I'm sure, but people aren't perfect ever, and we can't be any more perfect than normal people.
That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
It takes a...
There's still not a lot to actually go down that's
women,
bad.
Children, and whatnot hiding in shadows and firing on you. It's understandable if people are going to snap and just, like, yeah, lose it amongst people who might be innocent. I mean, that's...
Not snap. Be scared for their own lives. That's different than snapping.
Well, the hardest
being scared for your life is different than snapping.
Okay, but
snapping is going, I can't take it anymore, and ripping your shirt off and just fucking blowing guns in the air and fucking pinning your grenades and chucking them all over the place.
Well,
that's snapping.
Well,
being afraid is natural.
You done? Snapping part that you just described is completely natural too, is my point. You have people trying to kill you from every nook and cranny that you can't even see. It's only natural, in my opinion, that at some point, you know, somebody along the way is going to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I come across some people, they start giving me shit, and they're not cooperating. Fine. You know, I'm trying to help you guys. You know.
And also, my perception is, when could tell me if I'm right or wrong, is that a lot, like probably half the people or more that you meet aren't that way, and they just want it to be over, so they don't want to make a fight.
Yeah.
But you have no way of knowing who those people are because they're trying to keep quiet just to save their own life.
They all have white flags. And don't
no.
Show me,
yeah.
That's the worst part about it. It's ridiculously confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think. I'm not over there. I've never been over there.
It's just keeping... The main thing that everyone forgets, it's like... It's not like these guys are grown ash men. They're like fucking 19, 20
yeah.
years old. You know what I mean? They're fucking, like you said, they're scared. So, like, you gotta tell them, you know, we are the best fighting force in the world. We are, you know, we will stay alive. We will be okay. You need to fucking get it under control.
Do your job.
Yeah. And so, like, yeah, when death happens, when fucking people get hurt, people get maimed, fucking, you know, we kill people, you know, and honestly, accidentally, shit happens. You gotta tell them, hey, we're the best fighting force. We're doing the right thing. You got to be okay. Don't think about that. Stay here with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to do that.
Well, just like it, like this is gonna sound stupid, but it's just like if you see a huge wreck on the highway and you stop to kind of help out. If someone's with you, kind of freaking out, it's like no, don't freak out on me now. You know, we got to do this.
Yes.
We're here in this moment. We got to do this. You know, this isn't one of those situations where you
is a year long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like it's nonstop. And it's not fucking on the weekends, and it's not like Monday through Friday.
You don't go home.
It's fucking every fucking day. And fucking, you know, sometimes you're out there fucking 12 to 18 hours and just out there, you know, like patrolling or doing what you're going to do. And it's fucking rough. It takes its toll on people. So sometimes people...
That's what I'm saying. You can't...
Sometimes people can't harness it all in. How can you fault them for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I understand... To an extent, like, how can we fault them or how can we hold them accountable? Yeah, well, they have to be held accountable. We have to. I know, it's hard. We have to. But, like, to just totally rape them through the...
That's what I'm saying.
Holding
somebody accountable for fucking...
I read an article yesterday. A Marine up in Camp Pendleton down south is getting blamed. And the prosecutor does his opening. He's getting tried for murder. And the prosecutor says his opening remarks. He's like, it was straight, old-fashioned, premeditated murder. And he should go down for it. I'm like, you motherfucker, how could you say that about this fucking 22-year-old
he's a soldier.
Kid? Yeah. He's a fucking kid who's fucking putting the...
You want to charge somebody for murder, charge
yeah.
the government. He's just doing what, you know, he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. But I mean, it's...
And saving his own life and the life of his brothers.
How can you premeditate murder in a country where you don't know anybody? Why would you premeditate? I don't know anybody here. How could I possibly plan to hate them and kill them? Because
yeah, totally.
They're strangers. I
want to kill everybody named Muhammad. It's like, hey,
oh,
you're going to be busy.
That'd take forever.
Muhammad Al something. Every time he's Al something.
I guess Al's a very popular middle name.
Al's from, means from, so usually like the last part of it, like Al's like, Creedy.
Yeah. Oh, kind of like Al's, Jesus from Nazareth.
It's
Jesus Al Nazareth.
So that's like French for duh.
Dude.
I'd be Joel Al.
I don't know. Are we drinking anymore?
Do you want another one?
I don't have another one.
All right, me too.
You're killing. You guys are killing me.
I was pacing myself.
I'll pay you back.
No, you won't.
I might.
I doubt it. I'm not counting on it.
Hey, dude, you didn't miss your 32 hours weekend.
I would like the same glass, by the way, Holly.
Oh, I already.
You kind of figured that one.
Poor Jen, you want
it? Oh, okay. I understand. Woo-hoo. And I'm gonna get this young man's here.
That a boy. Thank you.
Because if anyone deserves it, he does.
Thank you, sir.
Don't call me sir.
And look, I get to keep my glass. That's a
just because I'm older than you are. Don't call me sir.
Thank you.
I just need to hang on what cash I have left so I can get something.
Yeah, what's mine at?
You're at 750.
I'll pay cash. That's how I roll.
That's how I usually roll too. But you know, sometimes you gotta whip out the plastic because it is America.
Did you tell him?
Tell him what?
I gotta get a recorder on.
No. Oh, shit.
Why would I do that?
You're recording?
Podcast.
Yeah, your name's on it, though. Yeah, we do a podcast radio show. And
oh, man.
This show's really interesting.
To delete this message, press 7.